Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I find it very interesting that for this service, first of all, that we have the story of Elizabeth and Mary as part of this. Because healing is in there. Well, it's not necessarily healing, as Pastor Tony talked about earlier today. It's the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. And this is a great example of what the Holy Spirit can do, especially when the baby, John the Baptist, in Elizabeth's womb, leaps for joy at the presence of the fetus Jesus in Mary. Well, today we're going to talk about grace a lot. And I found out in our Sunday school class the other day, I mentioned grace again, and I get these blank looks. Because we use that word a lot in here. Grace. What does grace mean? Well, that's pretty close. Was that Betty? Yeah, that is. We're going to talk about that. Here's a part of the official definition from dictionary.com. Divine influence, what operates in humans to regenerate and sanctify, to inspire virtuous impulses, and to impart strength to endure trial and resist temptation, and as an individual virtue or excellent of divine origin. Okay. So what does that mean to us? You know, it's one of the things I love about, by the way, Gene and I like the Oxford Dictionary. They have now, you've got to join and pay to use it online. Oh, boy. All right. So I looked up grace and how it's used in Christianity. Is the free and unmerited favor of God. There's the blessing that you just said. As manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowing of blessings. Common Christian teaching is that grace is unmerited mercy that God gave to humanity by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross, thus securing man's eternal salvation from sin. Bill Gothard, an American conservative Christian, has suggested God's grace gives us the desire and the power to do his will. All right, well, here's that eternal question that we have in here. So what does it mean? Okay, well, I got to thinking about this. Well, first of all, it's unmerited. Okay, you don't do anything to earn God's grace. It's a gift. Just like our faith is a gift. But where do those gifts come from? The Holy Spirit. Okay? It brings salvation. Second point. But yet, we received that salvation on the cross, didn't we? From Jesus Christ? All right, what did you do to earn that? Nothing. Okay? Because the important word there is to receive, not to earn. Next, it's a mercy. What does mercy mean? To help when it's needed. Did Jesus help us when it was needed? Yes. And I like that last quote. It gives us the power to do God's will and follow his teachings. Again, does any of this come from us? No, it comes from God leading us into this. And finally, it brings us God's mercy and favor. You know, so when you look at that, grace really is important, isn't it? Okay, many times I see somebody in bad straits, I said, there by the grace of God go us. Okay, because so many times you look at somebody who, whatever, something has happened to them, that could have just as easily been any of us. Especially if you work with older people. I'm looking at Joyce right now because she's in an old folks home and it's not very good. Well, you're not living it. Unless there's something we didn't know. No, I'm sorry. You know, our relationship with God is not with God himself, or it's not with Jesus. It's with the Holy Spirit. We're holy rollers. Did you know that? Well, actually, we're not holy rollers, but it's with the Spirit. It's the third person of the Trinity. Okay, now, when we talk about the Trinity, again, the actual word Trinity is not in the Bible. Okay, but yet, there's duties assigned to the Trinity. God the Father handled creation. He created all this. Does he destroy everything and keep on creating? No. So creation is finished. Okay. Next, redemption, the cross. Jesus died on that cross 2,000 years ago. Does he have to die on it every day? No. Redemption is finished. So the first two people of the Trinity, first person, second person, have their jobs and they're completed. What does that leave for the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit? Well, that's true. But what it is sanctification. What does it mean to sanctify something? Good Latin word. Huh? Pretty close. I'll talk about that in a minute. To make holy. To sanctify is to make holy. It's where also the word sacrament comes from. In Greek, and that's why I said talk about that, the word for that is mysterium, mystery. So you were pretty close when you said that. When we look at these kind of things to be made holy, does Holy Spirit come up and say, hi, I'm the Holy Spirit. You're not holy. Oh, hi, Jerry, but you're Holy Jerry. I bet she is Holy Jerry, because she's not holy somebody else. No, that's all right. Get the jar, I know, get the jar.
I've called it that numerous times.
But you see what I'm getting at of that? The Holy Spirit doesn't work that way. How does he make you holy? How does that process of sanctification work? You know, we use all this stuff all the time, don't we? So what does it mean? See what I'm getting at? We call ourselves Christian, but do we really understand? Or if we hear it, do we remember from day to day? I had somebody tell me one time, Pastor, you got to keep on telling us because I forget. I'm getting old. Well, you don't even have to be old to forget. But you see what I'm getting at? When we talk about the Holy Spirit, it's an ongoing process. It's that little voice that says, I want you to do this instead of that. Well, yeah, but I want this. I want you to do this. Okay. You know, that's that process of being made holy. Do the right thing. You know, I taught Mormon schools, and they have one thing that I really like. You know, I'm talking about Mormons in here. Like, but the kids wear these rings called CTR. Choose the right. It means if you're put in a situation, choose the right thing to do. And I think we could all learn from that, couldn't we? Okay. It's that conscience. You know, we talk about, I love this. You know, the cartoons where you have the angel on one, or Jesus on one side, the devil on the other. That actually came out of the Quran. You know, let's talk about Islam. But it's true. You know, truth is truth. I don't care if it came out of the Quran or in the case of the Mormons and CTR. If it's true, it's true. You know? But the thing is, we always have this battle going on inside of us. And sanctification means that we choose this side and not this side. Make sense? Okay. Oh, geez. For our visitors, we had a thing a while back, and you know, I said, you know, I'll say, are you with me? Do you understand this kind of thing? And Dean speaks up and he goes, yes, Pastor. So now every time I do that, the congregation will go, yes, Pastor. That's called nonverbal communication. Okay. The Holy Spirit, John calls him our advocate. What is the advocate? He's the one that stands up for us, right? OK, Okay? He's our defense lawyer on the last day. Jesus is the judge. He's the Panto Creator, the judge of all things. Panto, all. Creator, judge, judge all. So, Jesus is sitting up there. He's at his bench. And our defense attorney is the Holy Spirit. Okay? Got the power. He's with you all the time. He's watching what you're doing. Knows when you're not in. I was just going to go into that one. Thank you for leading me in. Okay. He does. Okay? You're not hiding anything from God. But yet, today is a service of God's healing grace, his healing favor, his healing blessings. And it's through the Holy Spirit that God's favor comes to us. When Pastor Tony and I are standing up here, nothing's coming from us. God is using us as a conduit. Remember, I've talked about Luther with forgiveness. He said, unless we're a conduit, unless we let forgiveness flow through us, we're not forgiven. Now today, the healing power of grace hopefully will flow through us onto you. But it's not us that's doing it, it's God. But doesn't the Holy Spirit come to us this way every day? Sure it does. Okay. But many times do we allow it to come on to us. Dr. James Moody, ER doctor, has got a group of books called Life After Life. He was not a believer when he started working in the ER. But he had these people with near-death experiences, and he started keeping track of these. And he found that during near-death experiences, people many times will go to heaven, but sometimes they go to hell. Either way, if he brings you back to life, and you continue, it's a life-changing event. And the thing I like about it, it's science that actually has been documented about the metaphysical, what's beyond the physical world. Because it's there, okay, whether we believe it or not, and it's a way of finding out about that. But that's the power of the Holy Spirit working in people, changing. Because sometimes it's that 2x4 in the middle of the forehead saying, do I have your attention now? Or is the Verizon, can you hear me now? So folks, enjoy today. Accept that blessing of healing. Let it flow through you. Let it engulf you in the arms of God. And if the Spirit decides to bless you with his favor, what a blessing that is. May this healing grace keep your hearts and minds on the reason we can receive this favor through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.